welcome to episode 30 of Oz Football Podcast. Friday the 13th, anyone got any superstitions?
Beware of men in hockey mask.
Sorry?
Beware of Jason Voorhees.
Who?
Jason, he has a bit of a machete.
You don't look a bit like Jason.
Friday the 13th, he's actually talking about the movie. Oh, okay. Johnny's in. But you know what?
I'm more worried about Vanessa buying his drinks. What's the consequences of that?
Vanessa
managed your cheers bar with a can of Magnus in her hand.
She's all class. She's been home. She's had a shower and everything. So
I don't reckon she has.
One of you lot are the victim tonight, and it is Friday the 13th.
I reckon she just turned the tight inside out. It's just turned up.
Vanessa, welcome to a podcast.
Thank you.
Alright, and thanks for the drinks as well.
No problem at all.
Cheers. Sarah's right. More followers than me too, by the way.
We've been there.
You haven't switched
it up. But you know, Friday the 13th is a bit of a strange one. But then also, as I've said previously, superstitions wise, I'd like to know if anyone has got superstitions. Because I always put my left sock on first, then my right sock, then my left shoe, then my right shoe. And I always touch
things.
Have we
done this already on like episode 13 or something?
It's fucking Friday the 13th, you bell.
Still doing the same thing.
I know, but have we got three Friday the 13th this year?
Do we?
Yeah. Wow. This is the last one.
Oh, thank God.
Anything apart from your hat?
No, that's not superstition. That's just style.
I refuse to wear blue when I have Liverpool playing Everton. That's superstition,
isn't it? You just wear Aqua anyway, Matthew.
Aquaman.
Even boxer shorts and socks.
Nothing blue.
Yeah, well, jeans kind of don't count.
So they're blue though, aren't they, Mac? Mac is back from the UK, and it is worth noting that Mac did go to the UK.
In Rome, I believe.
He did go to Rome, yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. He had a wonderful time in Rome.
And it was probably one of the most expensive phone calls you've ever made. So Mac had gone home, absolutely pissed one night, and then decided to ring his ex on him and put the booty call in, did he?
Did you not realise she was on the other side of the world?
Yeah, he did the next morning and she emailed back and went, I've booked the time off work and I can't wait for our trip to Rome. Macca, how was Rome?
The city of
Rome
love.
Rome is amazing. The eternal city.
Yeah, how was the eternal cup?
was it brimming?
or just rimming?
Yeah. We're not going down that road again with you.
It just gets worse.
Ball jokes you're bringing out.
Got greasy buckets to the eternal cup.
I did drink from it and maybe I've got eternal life.
Is she going to be coming to?
Yeah, so when's she coming out?
No plans to come out.
So you just got rid of it?
No, not at all. It was holiday romance.
Venice next on the agenda.
Fucking drowner.
Just a roof.
Like an orange red.
Yeah. It was just a roof. She's not a whore.
Let's move on, people.
But we are back in Cheers Bar. Thank you very much, Cheers Bar.
And the imaginary Millers that we're all drinking.
Yeah, no, Millers as well. It was Vanessa on straight into
your
the car.
Miller too?
We'll get on to the Millers in a minute.
Sorry,
strange week, pre-season, not much is going on.
But it was a strange week as well, because we also...
Too many rumours and steal me, I didn't.
We did,
yes. We also missed out on last week.
We did miss out because I was sick as a dog, and I did email you all to say I was sick as a dog, and I really appreciate you all stepping up, putting out a load of topics together and getting together and doing a fucking podcast.
Yeah, well, we know we're nothing like you every day.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah. 1 o'clock.
Well, I just said we're not like you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we're nothing without you.
Oh, is that
We're all work full time, Lee. We don't work part time.
I work full time. Yeah. I don't stop.
Part time TNT and part time SBS.
Hello. Dickhead.
We're not talking sports as well.
I've not been up 2 weeks because it's pre season, isn't it? And I rung him the other week and made him play to the Alan Brazil show. I don't think he appreciated that. That Ronnie Iran is a right tit.
But we are in pre-season.
But, you know, Matt, pre-season, you're getting fired up. Because you're off, aren't you?
Yeah, off on Fridays for the Liverpool USA and Canada tour. So, three games, Toronto, Roma and Tottenham. So get to see Brendan Rodgers and his new amazing philosophy of football against Toronto FC.
Andy Carroll, then.
Well, hey, mate, that's a massive rumour, isn't it, at the moment? AC Milan, West Ham... Fulham, everything's been around the West.
That was a big difference.
Accrington Stanley have come in with a loan offer, apparently.
Yeah, just a buttload of milk.
But let's just go straight on to Andy Carroll, and then we'll come back to the pre-season. Yeah. 35 million 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, we've all admitted that he was never ever worth that.
But are you willing to take 15 million just to send him to West Ham, or get him off the wage bill?
Have you got another striker?
His wages are too high, to be honest.
His wages are 80k.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, 80k. Mate, it's really difficult because obviously he started playing well towards the end of the system and towards the end of the year, and we just don't know how he's going to fit within Rodgers' system. I mean, he's got Rodgers obviously got a plan.
Does he need to book his ideas up?
Oh, very funny.
yeah,
just got that one. Rodgers' press conference when they asked him about it.
I don't get it.
I reckon he looks a bit twiggy.
Book Rodgers. Brendan Rodgers, Book Rodgers.
Right.
And he continues.
When Rodgers was asked about it and about keeping Andy Carroll, he just didn't come out and defend the player whatsoever on the pre-season tour chat.
He still might be here.
There's just no way of... Didn't exactly justify any price tag last year, really, apart from a couple of excellent goals against Everton, etc. But, mate, he has got to be given a bit more time, I think.
Oh, so have you got a plan for pre-season?
Pre-season,
you've gone through all the games. Anything exciting though? You've told me party this, party that.
Yeah, there's a couple of post-game parties where there's going to be in Russian Robbie Fowler, Grovelar, people like that going to be
America.
There. Yeah, in America, yeah. So I've already bought me tickets for it, so they're just going to be milling around. So hopefully I'm going to be getting some stuff signed for Cheers and
you might
that.
You might get a doggy bag off Fowler if he's a bit on it.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Great. Because he's an LFC ambassador now for the tour.
Is he?
Yeah, with Russia, yeah, so them two. So, but even with Grovelar in Toronto, there's an evening with all of them in Boston, and then down at Baltimore, they're starting a party at 6 a.m. all day. Can't wait, I'm going to get absolutely bollocksed. It's going to be superb. But
is someone else from Liverpool Sports Club in Sydney going with you?
There's a lad called Matt Camp who's the treasurer, but he's going with his missus and stuff like
Camp.
That. So I'm meeting some of Macca's mates from back home. We're going on the train and smashing it in. So it's going to be awesome, actually. And when I get back to the UK, hopefully we get a home draw in Europa League. Because that means I can go to the home game at that on the second as well. So could be four games, which would be great.
Jamie,
after not seeing a live Liverpool match for 3 years.
What I noticed is because I'm taking Jane on a romantic holiday to Bali, but diverting into Jakarta
to wear an elephant suit.
Yeah, I am going with the elephant as well. Yeah, for the Everton games, I'm going with the elephant again.
Do people know what the elephant is? Do you want to explain that?
Changi elephant. Changi's the elephant Everton sponsor. So I emailed the club and I went, I'm coming. I don't want to be the elephant.
You only do it because you can get free Chang all day.
I know.
And you don't have any bottles in the suit, so you just have to, like a straw.
Mate, it's one of the worst suits, and the head is dead, dead heavy. But I'm taking Jane to a romantic holiday to Bali, but then we're going to Jakarta for our anniversary to watch Everton, aren't we, though?
Yeah.
How's he managed to wing that?
One word answer, yeah.
Which roll of the eyes.
Which mean I've winged that?
Have you managed to win?
No, well,
you think you fucking need? What have you done that's so special to convince Jane that you can go to
Jakarta?
Exactly,
Jane, what are you doing in Bali? Go to the most expensive restaurants in Bali. He's got
chocolate fountains, champagne. What's going on? We want to
know. Private pools.
Yeah.
I've not got a clue. I'm just going to match. That's all I'm bothered about. And then we go to Bali and we'll have a right laugh. Here's the Miller. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Look at that. Courtesy of Cheers Bar. Every week the Miller turns up in a Budweiser bucket.
non-Vanessa's.
The barman just looks at me and goes, he's fucking bad later. Yeah. He's bad.
Just give him 8 balls and I'll have a bottle of buckets.
No, we thought Everton were going to go to Bali or Indonesia and then it all went quiet. And then we booked Bali and then it turned out that they were actually going. Yeah. About a week after we booked it. What a coincidence, Jamie. You just wouldn't believe it. But one
Look
thing
at his
about
face.
One thing
He's
about,
even convincing me, and I know he's a lying bastard.
Well, no, Jamie, because Everton play Indonesia or Malaysia on the 29th, don't we? And it's either the 30th or 31st.
City
Man City play.
Malaysia, yeah.
So you over there?
No, I'm going home to watch real games, actual league games.
Yeah, but Man City are over there.
Yeah, no, they're in China as well, playing Arsenal on the 27th of July.
Alright, so I might bump into a few of your lot, no?
Well, you might do, yeah.
Not that. Strange bloke from your supporters club. Don't want to bump into him. You don't know what I mean?
You're the best man, aren't you, Jamie?
What?
He's not talking about
him. He's getting married in a couple of weeks.
Fuck off, Paul, that's you.
Yeah, the strange one.
No, he's not. That's he's talking about something else.
Oh, you're talking about the
guy. Oh, you're talking about... Right. was that muted then, Mac? You just went to...
But what about Man United? They do 22,000 miles, that's it. Please, they go.
Or kilometres.
Go kilometres. Alright, no shit.
It's a big difference, lad.
Well, there is.
18,000 miles there.
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is, we talk about the need for a pre-season break, or a mid-season break in January, you know, during the winter months. Clubs aren't just going to put up with this, because what they'll say is, give them a mid-season break. They're just going to go straight on tour around Asia, aren't they?
Well, it looks like Steven Gerrard's enjoying Ibiza.
Is he?
Yeah.
Don't tell us, Jess. Tell
us. I was on the Daily Mail.
And Andy Carroll.
It must be true.
Has anyone seen it? Oh, I'm not
picture of Andy Carroll with his pink shorts on.
I haven't seen Andy Carroll.
I was going to say, Balotelli with a bottle of champagne with no shirt on and a strip around his neck. But
something for you to aspire to, J-Mo.
But tell us about
Gerrard. Apparently Steven Gerrard's partying his way through Ibiza. With his wife and other girls.
He goes every year and he meets up with Guti from...
Sounds like they're having a fine holiday.
He's married to a transsexual.
What?
You know Guti's married to a transsexual?
No, he's not.
Yeah. He used to be a man and now it's a woman.
But has he still got the bits?
No, it's all been chopped off.
No, it's all chopped and chopped.
So then...
It's pretty fit, but, you know, if you knew it was a guy before...
It's still a cock in a frock, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just turned inside out.
A massive clip.
Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they do. Just split it down the middle and push it in.
How do you know this?
No, I just heard about it.
Oh, you heard about it?
Been Thailand five times.
Heard about it at an appointment.
I tell you what, me and Jay last week, we watched it in Embarrassing Bodies, didn't we?
I love that show.
It was about vaginas last week. I've never seen anything like I'm never putting a pair of wellies on again. Johnny, you don't want to
know. Like a storm drain.
It's like a tropical fruit.
This thing, it was horrible. You're never going to eat liver again.
But I'll tell you, it's a bit less glamorous than Steven Gerrard partying in Ibiza. The Newcastle Jets and their pre-season.
Oh, are we getting onto
the actual Newcastle Jets.
Yeah, so Man City.
I've been watching the videos. It looks fantastic.
But Jess, what about Newcastle Jets living the dream? Tell us.
Yeah, well, they've gone down to the AIS, which is down in Canberra. I don't know why anyone would go there to begin with.
For what is the AIS, by the way?
Australian Institute of Sport.
Oh. It was actually set up in the 1970s/80s when Australia didn't win any gold medals at Olympics.
I learned about that in college.
Sporting Nation?
Yeah. Well, you didn't even know what it was fucking called.
No, but I can't remember that bit, but I knew the rest of the story. That's why they peaked in the 90s and now they shit everything.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, so anyway, they're bankrolled by Nathan Tinkler, who's a billionaire.
No.
A billionaire.
Is that fat bloke from Newcastle?
Doesn't mind a feed either.
No, he doesn't. And he doesn't mind a punt either. Anyway, they've gone down to Canberra. Anyway, they've gone down to Canberra and they're all staying in bunk beds.
Yeah, Michael Bridges is part of that squad. Remember Michael Bridges, ex-Leeds
United? My God, I wouldn't want to be sleeping under him.
That's
a fat brick.
Well, he's in a bunk bed.
Ex-Sydney FC.
Is he top or bottom?
Top.
Do you reckon there's
a photo of him in the Sydney Morning Herald.
big dip in the middle.
There's a photo of him in the Herald climbing up onto top bunk. I remember going away last year for the Ashes.
Where's Franny Jeffers?
Hey, training with Tramier.
He's not bottom bunk.
No. Jane's looking at me going, no. She's doing the execute. She knew I was just about to come up with a tale. And that's going to... No, someone else, which is going to really upset someone's friendship. So I won't mention that, love.
We'll take that offline.
Yeah.
Kev, is this blackmail for Jakarta?
No. Johnny's just being punched in the balls. But anyway, the Jets... The Jets have had to slum it in...
You know what? Part of it, I don't know that it's just. I don't know that they're slumming it. I think maybe it's all about team bonding.
In that case, get a double.
Man City. Man City have just spent €1,000 each on bedding
mattresses.
Just on mattresses.
Is it branded?
But you know what Man City tried to do? Turn the church bells off.
Yeah, the plan was so detailed that City even asked the Catholic Church, which is connected to the historic hotel, to stop ringing their bell during their stay, but the priest said no.
Ringing their bell.
On the Shankly thing.
Yeah, when Liverpool played into Milan, 1965.
The bells was going every hour.
Liverpool won 2-0 in the home leg, and then they went away to play Milan. And the bells were going off every hour in the... And Liverpool, Shankly asked the priest to turn the bells off, but obviously it's been going on for hundreds of years. He said no.
Shankly was always there. He was always superstitious, and he was always like, "Nah, I hate foreigners, and they're just all out to get us."
So and then Liverpool end up getting beat 3-0. Yeah, going out. So.
Yeah.
Talking about City, and this is one of the stories that's not been picked up on here, is that the City players have to cycle to the training pitch every day on mountain bikes.
I thought it was all on one site.
No, it's like the actual pitch is a bit further down. Instead of walking, they've got mountain bikes.
That's what they've
done. Aguero and Tevez have not rode a bike since we were a kid. And
what, so they have to teach him how
Adam
to ride?
Adam Johnson showed him how to like get back on the bike. And
imagine them all with stabilisers on. Yeah.
What did he do when he get the swimming pool with the armbands?
Yeah. We call them floaties in Australia.
Floaties?
Yeah.
Don't even want to know. Completely. I'll tell you what. Jane is the queen of floaties.
Oh, well, in Australia,
every now and then I ring her at work and go, thanks for leaving me that gift at home, love. Don't I? She's absolutely speechless. So am I.
You're not going to Bali or Jakarta anymore.
Lee.
You're so much.
Jess,
Lee.
Move on.
I'll tell you something. It won't be a floaties tonight because she's had a massive, massive bowl of fish and chips and curry sauce.
Anyway.
No floaties tonight. It's all sinkers.
Lots of feeder.
Lead balloons.
Straight into the Everton kit, Jess.
Yeah, look.
Speaking of shit.
Well done. Thank you.
Well done.
No, the Everton kit, actually, I've got an email about this. It's, you got to pre-order it. It's been delayed or something.
Yeah, we did get delayed, and someone put to the guy, who looked, the director of communications on Twitter, and it basically said, "Hi, Paul, why is our home kit pre-order 42 days after Liverpool's kit has been released? Is the club that skint?" And we're always messing simple marks up. And Paul Tyrrell, or Tyrrell Paul, or at Tyrrell, he put back, "No, it's not messed up. With the world's biggest sportswear manufacturer, you have to take your place in the queue. And with a lower level brand, you can't dictate." In other words,
hand dictate.
Everton in the queue. And it looks like we're behind Western Sydney Wanderers because they got their kit.
Is Nike the kit supplier?
Nike's the kit supplier.
For the first year of it this year.
So we got our away strip about 8 weeks ago. The home strip we've only just got yesterday.
That's mad.
And we were behind nice. Western Sydney Wanderers. I mean,
yeah, it's pretty.
Well, maybe they didn't need the cash flow.
Hey?
Maybe they didn't need the cash flow.
Need the cash flow? Was Everton skint? But you know, there's new kits. Arsenal put one out today. It was black and purple. Looked like very goth.
Yeah.
Stripes. That looked a bit.
The Liverpool stair kit. You've seen that shit? That shit
out there. Yeah,
you've
got like a tattoo sort of sleeve.
I thought it was the Shankly Gator first, but it's not. It's just a shit ass pattern.
Yeah,
not like your tattoo, really.
I wasn't going to say
anything. It's just a
cheat. Yeah, you know, when you go to Toronto, are you going to add to one of those tattoos? Or
I might get something, you never know.
What are you going? What are you thinking?
Picture of your face on my ass.
Oh, well, wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. No, but our third kit's shit, that purple one.
So you don't like it?
No, it's fucking horrendous.
Well, it's better than last year, blue one, though.
Shocking. Oh, yeah. That. John Mellors, one of our mates, who he found it in Australia. It's not even been released yet in the UK, and he found it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he sent a picture of it. He sent a picture of it in Roundup. We're going, "Look at this," and we're all like, "That. What have you done? Shit house. It's fucking terrible." And he's just like, "Oh no, it's dead good." Walking around with it. It's like,
well, he bought it.
You know what happened with the City top? They got confused with New South Wales state of origin, and they put it in Rebel Sports.
No way.
They never.
They did next to all the New South Wales origin tops.
That's ridiculous.
And someone's took a picture of it. It's not even out till the 27th of July.
Oh my God.
You could have bought it for $100 in and they priced it at the same price as the origin.
Imagine going the day after.
That's $107 isn't it? It's
Imagine going the day after Origin when everything's been half price.
Half price, yeah, awesome.
Getting a seat, picking a seat, top up, but it'd still be more than what you pay for in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's cheaper to buy it online because you get a discount if you buy it online and they send it over.
But the worst kit is definitely United's home kit. It's horrendous.
Yeah, it still doesn't look the best.
It's horrendous.
But one thing I like about Everton's stick is it stops.
It's exactly the same as a Brazil kit.
It is, but we won't play like Brazil. But it stops like two-thirds of the way down your arm and then just goes to a big block of white, which is all right for a short-sleeve shirt.
What's it like in the long? Is it, oh, you're long?
Well, when it goes
you're
long...
You're messing the sleeve
white. Well, Tony Hibbett always wears a long sleeve shirt. He's going to look like he's got two fucking broken arms, isn't he, going up and down a pitch?
To be honest, it'll probably be blue.
Imagine if you signed Berbatov and he cuts holes in the fucking things.
Oh, God, we're not even going to...
No, I reckon it'll be blue. I reckon it'll be a white band and the rest will be blue.
Well, that's it. But no one's coming for Berbatov. Still.
Because he's a lazy bastard.
No one's coming for Owen either.
That was a good.
That's because he's knackered.
That was a good ploy that by City by saying they were going in for Berbatov and they signed Rubinho behind everyone's back. And made United pay $4 million more than what they were originally bid.
But I just want to touch on Sutton before we go on City because we're talking about great footballers, so we'll give it a minute. Stone Roses.
Yeah,
what?
Eton Park,
wasn't
that amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah. My sister went to see the concert. She doesn't even know who they fucking are. What? I've been listening to them all my life, and she went to see Stone Roses before me. I've never seen the Stone Roses.
225,000 turned up last week for the Stone Roses. Looks like they're coming to Australia next year, headlining festivals and doing some sideshows.
Nice.
That'll be good.
You'll have the purple shirt out there, Matt, won't you, mate? That'll be alright, won't it?
The monkey mullet's going on.
Hey, we're all going to have to grow hard.
Hey, you've got time to grow haircuts for that, Jamie.
But let's get back
to
football.
Are you
still having, Australia's greatest ever footballer. I went to the function last night. I vowed I wasn't going to go.
Yeah, and then you did.
Yeah, well,
I mean, like, free booze and food does that to people. It's okay.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Well, when you work for SBS, it's compulsory.
It's
free booze. You had to think about going.
I thought about for 30 seconds and then emailed Jane and said, I'm going to go.
Did you frock up? Did you put on your suit and tie?
I put the Hugo Boss suit on, my Austin Brothers tie, a nice crisp white shirt, your Tiffany and Co.
Whoa, settle down there, Macca.
Tiffany and Co cufflinks.
And your fucking
and a bottle of chai in his hand.
And your white Ralph Lauren tennis socks.
No, you bell end. Yeah. It was a good night. It was a good night, but I don't agree with any of the scores.
No, so basically what happened was there was a public vote for Australia's greatest ever footballer, and they put together a team of people, and named the coach, Best Matilda, blah, 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 blah. And then Harry Kewell got named as the best Australian footballer ever, greatest Australian footballer ever.
But it was voted online.
It was voted online.
So that's fair. Who else do you recommend?
I have a bit of a soft spot for Raul Rasek, who was back in 1974.
Who should have been the coach of the...
Yeah, I'm a bit kind of... Gus won the coach of the year, greatest ever coach, I should say. But Raul Rasek has a history of... He was a coach and player taking them to the World Cup in 1974.
A team of part-timers.
Yeah, team of part-timers.
You can't, Harry Kewell's actually been played in Europe at the top level.
Who else is there? Mark Viduka,
Lucy Neal,
Tim Cahill.
So it's difficult to...
They got on the side.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Johnny Warren was...
Kewell was at Leeds.
Brilliant.
Yeah, then he came to Liverpool and went absolute dog shit.
Marshall Soper.
No.
He scored a couple of Derby goals.
He blames the training pitch at your training ground for being too soft.
Yeah, look, I don't know.
Do you reckon a good concept?
I think it's a really good concept, but I think they have to make sure that they review it every couple of years. And they also can't charge however much they were charging to go to the event. How much was it?
How much did SBS pay for you to go?
Nothing. But I think it was $220?
$275.
And then
it got reduced to $185.
I mean, I understand it's a charity and all that, but it's Australian football.
It's still a lot though, because when you look at Sydney FC last week, or 2 weeks ago, we're on this cast, and they're putting memberships out for $155.
Yeah. Well, you know,
then people such as the Johnny Warren Foundation, who I do appreciate, it's a bloody good cause.
It is a great cause.
But they're asking for $185 to go for a one night out.
Yeah.
You're not really appealing.
When you might get fish for dinner, for example.
Well, that's what really give me the shit, because every time I go to one of these events, it's either meat or fish, innit? And I only went outside for a cigarette, and I come back and there's this slop on my plate. I'm like, what the fuck's that?
Who were you sitting next to, though?
I was on the 442 table, so I swapped, Aido.
Yeah.
So the 442 editor, he'd gone for a piss, so I swapped it. So I robbed his steak.
It's not the first time he said that. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good concept. But if we move on just quickly to West Sydney, so the FFA have had another clanger this week.
Clanger?
No. Clanger. Yeah.
I'd call it just is it jolt, Jesse?
It's always going to be a clanger with Jesse in Western Sydney, isn't
it? No. Yeah, this one's really outdone it, right? So basically, they've said that the FFA are going to cover up statue of Ray Price when West Sydney play at Parramatta Stadium, which would be the equivalent of covering up the statue of Alan Shearer. Is it Alan Shearer at Liverpool?
No, Newcastle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing. But it would be exactly the same as that. Parramatta Stadium is
a lot bigger than that.
Well, Parramatta Stadium is a rugby league ground.
Yeah.
It always has been, and now Western Sydney want to go and play there, and now the FFA want to go and cover up statues. I mean,
I found it quite embarrassing.
It's just ridiculous.
Imagine you share a stadium with another code, and then because they've got a great outside, so like going to the SCG, and they've got ex AFL players out there, ex cricketers out there, and go, oh no, football's playing today.
We're going to
cover the statues up.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great idea. You should do it at Old Trafford when they play rugby. Cover those green bastards up outside the fucking North Stand.
Yeah, but can't you speak a bit of fucking common sense, Jamo?
Fucking Charlie. Wait till the counter that one goes up. I'm going to personally fucking vandalise it.
What's your first name?
Yeah, about fucking 10,000 scousers, mate.
Anyway, back to the Parramatta Stadium.
I think it's a great idea, as long as United adopt the same thing when the rugby league's played at Old Trafford. And the Team GB, fuck it, let's cover them up.
Who? Cover the Team GB up?
No, those three bastards that are stood outside.
Alright, well, we'll come back to Team GB, led by our great Ryan Giggs later. I think it's hard work.
You know,
I think J-Mo's disillusioned.
You've got to embrace the history. You've got to embrace the history of an area. Australia's a young country. We're 200 years old. There are legends.
Now you're saying that.
You can't use it on a country-by-country basis.
Now you're bringing this up. Now the Tour de France, you're getting back. If we go for sideburns, you know you are so gobby
when the English are winning.
A man with massive sideburns is being
now the torpedo's too far.
But if we do go back to the Olympics, Sebastian Coe, who obviously is leading the Olympics for the UK this week, was asked why he thinks Australia
is so shit.
No, it's so good at sport.
So good at sport.
It's because they invested a lot of money in the 70s and 80s to create these concentration camps.
Seb
Coe. Where they get all the, like, genetically sound young kids and send them there for the rest of their lives, and then they turn them into athletes.
Why don't you check your facts before you go slagging off the country?
Jesse's going to smash J-Mo in. I'm telling you right now. There's going to be a...
Thank you, Johnny.
So Seb Coe was asked why he thinks Australia is so good at sport.
Can you give me your name?
Jess,
yeah.
Do you know what Seb Coe said?
What did he say?
He said, of course it's going to be good sport, because, you know...
We taught him.
I've forgotten what he fucking said. He just said, oh no, culturally they are depraved. So Australia is a culturally depraved nation. So they've got nothing else to do than play sport.
I agree with that. That's no bullshit, that's true.
Well, I mean, this is probably a deep conversation.
No, I've heard it before, that's true.
Has an Aussie come here, Johnny?
No, they've got to prove themselves.
Speak in, Johnny.
You think that's true?
Yeah, they've got to prove themselves against the little man syndrome, whatever they do.
Yeah, alright.
But proving yourself is one thing, but culturally depraved. You're culturally depraved.
I think our culture's developing still.
We're a young country.
Actually, it's generally 1901.
So you're agreeing as well.
National Anthem says we are young and free.
Well,
there you go. It's my input.
That's true, though, because we haven't had histories of wars.
I know some of it.
We've proved ourselves other places in the sporting field is the best
it's
place.
It's like not Oxford Street's National Anthem.
We are young and free. It is Oxford.
Well, you'd know of all of us around
the table. All right, well, we're going to get on. We'll come back to the Olympics in a couple of
minutes. By the way, I was the immigration brick. Shut your fucking mouth.
It started... Hey, Johnny.
Fucking hell. Jamie put right in his place.
Am I
going
to have to edit
that? No, that was Johnny firing up, which is great. Because normally it's about
you
the
and I, us Australians, have to stick
fucking
together, Johnny.
Do we want
to
be?
Yeah.
Don't get bad credit and be a thief.
Wow, that's enough.
All right, Johnny, steady on.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So,
speaking of racism.
Speaking of what's racism next?
No, we're going to come back. Well, that's the John Terry case. We're going to close that. But what I did today, I was just bored this morning. You know, after a dummy part-time job at TNT.
Thanks.
No, I didn't. But I wanted to. I've always been interested in Roy the Rovers.
We all read it, mate, when we were little. Billy's Boots, Hamish Balfour, the whole magazine.
No, Top Shot's Hamish. You emailed me back on Hamish Balfour.
That was his surname, Hamish Balfour.
No, that's just you being a smart ass, isn't it?
Not really, just.
Yeah, Hot Shot Hamish, in my eyes. Anyway, look at that.
And the mouse, do you remember the mouse?
Yeah. Anyway, look at that. Printed off.
Princeton Rovers.
We've got a Roy the Rovers special, and it's Man United versus Man City, and we're going to read it as though.
The
we're there, living it and breathing it.
Yeah, you're living and breathing. You're the man, lad. You're going to be Roy Race. Jess?
I'm going to be more because three of them can't share one.
No. Jess is going to do the big box.
I'm going to
Who's doing the crowd shouts?
I'll do the crowd shouts. Me and Macca.
So, we'll share.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through an episode of Roy the Rovers. I'm going to do this every week, and I've got a surprise at the end. Okay. Jess, start us off with Roy the Rovers. We're going to do a cartoon strip every week now.
We need an intro bit of music for Roy.
Who's
going to
read
then?
The teams out?
No team. We'll be here all day.
Yeah.
Jess, straight in.
Roy of the Rovers at the Manchester Derby, script by Ian Rimmer, art with Barry.
Don't worry about these fucking wrote scripts.
Old Trafford, Sunday, October 23, the 161st Manchester Derby.
I'm excited already.
I am. That's a great tense.
Like, Champions United v Super Rich City. Are they really rich?
Richer than God.
The top two teams in the country. It's the hottest ticket in football, and United fan Neil Mason,
i.e.
JMO.
No, United fan.
That's me. I'm a United fan.
I'm not having an identity crisis.
No, I'm Roy. You're Roy. Yeah, you look a bit like
United fan that. Neil Mason has managed to get his hands on a pair of tickets, I'm assuming.
Hey! This is like Port of the Rovers or something.
Yeah, Port of the Rovers.
Port of the Rovers.
It means Neil can take his 7-year-old son, Ben, a New City follower, to his first ever Barclays Premier League match.
This is brilliant, Dad.
So you're the Man City fan.
I know,
yeah.
He's saying it.
Go on.
You nervous? Our squad's put us top. We're staying there. Mancini's even got money to buy more like Messi.
Ah, you'll never know.
I can tell you two are related.
You'll never buy what we've had for decades. Titles, European Cups, history. Granted, gap's closing some. This one might go either way.
Then it was game on.
I like that accent. Oh, you said the next game. No, ref, never a foul.
Yes, it was a dangerous. Get him off.
That's not even the word.
Hello.
That's really embracing your character, that is.
You're improvising.
No, listen. I'll do it again. Yes, it was dangerous to a jukebox. And then I go into my think bubble, because I've just spotted someone in the crowd.
And you're living and breathing it.
I'm living and breathing it, goes, nah, he looks familiar.
Right.
Neil tried to place the fan, then, ..
Macca, you're
the crowd.
You're the crowd, Macca. Have some of that, City. Rooney's over it, get in.
United pile on the pressure.
Go, Macca, that's you.
Must be!
No, how did Hart get to that? I can't wait to see his rating in the Daily Mail. Stunning save, but it's one-way traffic.
Oh.
Yet, just before the break.
That'll be you, mate.
Yes, David Silva.
No,
he's in behind him. Needs to pick someone out. Aguero! Yeah!
City of the kids!
At half-time.
First 45 minutes flew by. We should be at least 2 up.
But you're not. It's 1-1, Dad, and City is turning it on now.
It was tight in the second half until...
Dzeko's up, and he's buried it! Yay!
Is that Paul Scholes getting twacked?
They're doing a pause, Dad. I'm going to join in.
Sit down, you wallet. You'll get through that.
When did you become Scottish? Oh shit, where am I up to? Time ticked away.
We're holding on. Face it, Dad, you're going down.
Come on, you Nazis, we only need one of our famous last strikes. Hang on a minute, I've got a bubble again in my head. I think I know who that is.
Is that one of the Aryan race?
You're always getting like those.
That was my line, you dickhead.
Go on, you've got the next one.
Next bit.
With seconds left.
Nanny's on that. What a goal. Nearly burst the onion bag. That was real Royal of the Romans stuff.
The lad's a flipping genius.
It was 2-2 at full time.
Sorry, excuse me, you're Roy Race, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Who? Who?
Kid, Roy Race is posh. Roy Race is a point bastard.
Shut up, we're back to fucking...
You know, Mr. Belvedere's in here.
Anyway, back to Roy Race meeting the Man United fan. Kids, what brings you here? Are you joining City's expensive recruits?
You missed the fucking...
Nah, game. That's not you. Where's Sir Alex? Hey, he's got to retire sometime.
Who does he?
Oh, he might manage longer than I played. Perhaps I'm just here for the match.
Soon.
Shame about the late goal. Still drawing here, isn't it, man? I can't believe I've actually sat right next to Matt touching shoulders while he's speaking. Reading from the same sheet. Think we'll ever see a game like that again.
Perhaps, son. But one thing's for sure. This title race is as exciting as watching Roy race.
Thank
did it. Hey, anyway. What the fuck it says at the bottom of that screen?
Hey, this is my line.
All right, sorry.
Do you want to star in your own Royal of the Rovers?
Yeah, we do!
Yeah!
So, we're going to email Royal of the Rovers.
Shit.
And we're going to get our own comic strip. All right, are we all... I was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we look like
I don't know,
dickheads.
I have to listen.
Thank you.
What is next?
Europa League.
It started today. Yeah, I was just walking up the street.
And, and the Irish team already won. Was that I seen one in Europe?
Usually TNS are knocking them off
at
this stage, aren't they?
The Welsh Giants.
Two Irish teams. One's won in the Europa League, one's won in the Champions League qualifier already.
I've not seen it.
I've seen it on the BBC website.
But is it time for the Europa League to be... It's starting now. I mean,
last couple of years, everyone's just gone, it's shit, and no one wants to be...
You're in it.
And are you interested? Do you want to win it?
Of course, you want to win everything you can. And Rodgers, it's a great way of Rodgers putting some of the young talents out as well. And getting the younger round, seeing how they do. And then when it gets a little bit later, then start putting out.
I don't think necessarily it's about getting the young players in. I think with Rodgers, he needs the games, more games, more practice to implement his own theories and his philosophy about football. And that's what Liverpool need at the moment. So the more games he can get, the more accustomed they're going to get to the new, game
players. I suppose what I mean is, the younger players who are on the fringe of the squad, like the lad Suso, who's been in the under-19s, has been absolutely amazing.
Pacheco.
The lad... He's gone, yeah. The lad Sterling as well.
I'd love to be in the Europa Cup, just because you get to go for some nutty away trips. That's the best thing about it. Not the competition,
it's the whole
competition itself is a bit crap, but the chance to go to some like strange little places.
Jamie was happy he was there in the Champions League.
But he'll play, no, he'll
play,
I've got him with Pacheco there. He didn't even play
since he didn't get up the group stages last time, so lots of proof this year.
Alright, well I'll be happy for that. Jack Robinson.
It's always harder the second year. You know what I'm bored of? Last year I was getting off these when I won $400 off them in a bet. It's always harder to win the first title. Now it's... the second time's always the hardest to win the title. If we win it again, it's always the third time's always the hardest. It's always the fucking hardest. Of course it is. It's the same hardest every time. It's not even... doesn't even make sense, that sentence.
Well, let's go on hard. Let's go straight into the John Terry trial. I don't want to talk about
guilty
the trial.
They must see my email that I sent.
I've seen a couple of them. But anyway, what I've got is John Terry. He's on the same email, isn't it? John Terry
trial versus the Guy Ritchie film script. Alright?
So, the quotes this week in court have been fucking amazing. Right? So I want you to guess. I'm going to sit back a little bit.
Right.
And I want you to guess which one was from the John Terry trial. And
okay.
Which one was from a Guy Ritchie film?
All right, we're ready. Let's
all right.
Go.
Yep. Slipped away.
My mum loves Scouse Cock.
Trial.
Movie.
What?
Movie.
Oh, it's definitely the trial.
Trial.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. All right.
1 point for J-Mo.
Ugly cunt, look at yourself.
Movie.
Trial.
Movie.
Trial.
Two for J-Mo.
One for me.
I've had showers with you, man. You've seen my fucking cock.
Trial.
Trial.
Date.
I say movie on that one.
Oh, no, it is. I know it's movie is as well.
I think it's a movie.
It's movie.
I'm going trial.
I know what movie it is.
It's movie.
Yes.
What movie was it?
I don't know.
It's a rock and roller.
Yeah. Deadly kick for a fat fucker.
Movie.
It was movie.
Yeah, that's
Tank. Tank.
No, that's
It's a Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do two more. How can you call me a cunt? You're a cunt.
Trial.
That's movie.
Movie.
Trial.
Dude, trial. It's been a great weekend in the old Bailey.
Oh my
God. Shagging your mate's missus, are you?
Trial.
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 Trial. Alright. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Everyday life.
Both.
That could be any, yeah.
Movie. Disney Channel.
What?
Trial.
Wow.
Alright, and the last one. I know all your girlfriends. All of them.
Trial.
What
trial.
Was the quote?
I know all your girlfriends. All of them.
Trial.
Terry said that, definitely.
Movie.
Really?
Yeah, I was about to say movie.
Do you know the one that I got heard this week was... is it the QC in the court has said to Terry, so you've been sent off four times in your career, can you say four times please? Please.
Oh. God.
But I think it's an embarrassing mess. It's going to come to a conclusion today, as is the Rangers situation, which is going to come to a conclusion today.
He's only got that, he bought that club for less than $2 million, didn't he?
5 million, and I think he paid 2.75 for the players' contracts and some assets. So it's all going to be a bit of a shambles. And you look at clubs who are the shambles. Notts Forest yesterday got bought out.
Kuwaitis.
You've got to be.
They're going to get a foreign manager in, aren't they? They've got rid of.
They're going to sack them.
Yeah, they're going to get a foreign manager in.
Glenn Hoddle, odds on favourite this morning.
Yeah, I've seen.
Redknapp was offered it.
Redknapp wasn't
going to go
for what?
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. So it looks like Glenn Hoddle's favourite.
Just a shit team.
It looks like Hoddle's favourite. There is a championship.
It's not potential for us.
Yeah.
Fan base.
They've always had potential. They haven't moved.
Big history.
I agree. And Leicester and Leeds. And you look at them teams.
They all got bought out. Leicester got bought out. Leeds got bought out. Blackburn got bought out.
Bolton was the one that pissed me off. Bolton was never a Premier League team. It was Aldice that. They should never have stayed in the Premier. You can't even buy a beer when you're in the away end. You can't even have a beer around the stadium. Bolton, they should never be in the Prem. And it was the dearest ticket in town. £45 it was for an away ticket. It was cheaper to go to Chelsea.
God.
Ran over. But that was for Liverpool,
the Reebok,
United,
the Reebok.
City, Everton. Shit. If you were going away to Bolton, they were the most expensive tickets in the Premier League. And you couldn't get a beer near the ground because you had to have an home ticket. Couldn't
2 kilometres
get
away from the nearest pub.
Yeah. In the ground.
My mile is like a mile and a half from there.
It was a waste. Everyone stood on the bloody platform at the train station sculling beers before they got to the police.
That's why I ended up in Preston on the way home when we went to Bolton.
Yeah.
George Levitt.
I ended up in Preston.
But what do we think about
speaking of Preston,
these clubs getting bought out, like Forest, Portsmouth, they've been bought out, I don't know how many times, docked 10 points again today.
Yeah.
They're in League One and they've got to start the season
minus
on minus 10.
Before you know it, this will be
they've got a 5 years of wage cap fixed debt repayments and pay back all the football credits as well, and that's just to start life in League One.
They've all got no chance. I mean, is that worth it just to win the FA Cup 5 years ago?
Not really.
No. But more and more, that's going to become the fact of life, surely. More and more teams are going
to
have to be bought out.
Liverpool came within 24 hours of going into administration.
That's crazy.
On the last, but
yeah,
24 hours we came. Yeah, the banks were like that. Nah, you pay us back all your house, and then obviously the
because bankers are such sound businessmen.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm.
And their practices.
Exactly.
Oh, Mac is not happy with that.
Oh, what are you going to do about it, Pete Sherboy? Nothing.
He's going to get his computer and knock you out with it.
I'll fight with my computer too.
I tell you what, I would love to see Notts Forest come back into the Premier League. And I think
you're totally right, Macca. They've got a great history with the whole Clough years and everything like that. And they've always been a great. And they had Jason Lee with his pineapple
head. But one thing I didn't like is as soon as they bought the club, sacked the manager.
It's not good. Yeah.
But when you're the boss, you get to do whatever you want. When you've got the money. And your team doesn't have the money. You do
I don't ever
want
to work for you.
No, I wouldn't want to work for me either.
It's Cottrell.
But now Hoddle's going to get the job.
But he's been out of management for ages, hasn't he? How many years has he been out of management?
Oh, he's been...
No, I don't think he has.
Club management?
Yeah.
I don't think he's managed since England.
That's, exactly.
Yeah. And then he upset all the disabled people.
Yeah.
People with disabilities. They're people with all their disabilities. No. Really? In Australia. We're people with disabilities. Oh, Vanessa's got a friend.
Right, $1,000,
you can come and see
me. Oh, bloke just won $1,000, he's getting upset because Vanessa didn't come see him.
JMO's out.
But anyway, JMO, what do you reckon, Forrest? You're happy to see them get bought out? Do you think this getting bought out by these Middle Eastern consortiums is a dangerous game?
City fan. I think City have been quite fortunate with the fact we've been bought out.
But nearly went tits up.
Yeah, with Shinawatra we did. We would if Shinawatra was still in charge now, we would have been in league. God knows whatsoever. Docked so many points, got into administration.
Remind me, he was there. Did he sack Ericsson or did he bring Ericsson in?
He brought Ericsson in and then sacked him after one season.
Yeah.
And that last game of the season, we got beat 8-1 by Middlesbrough away.
I was at that season at Anfield when it was 1-1 at our place, and everyone was singing Ericsson's name. It was like, you lot never shut up during the whole match. All the City fans were singing Ericsson.
That was the start. I mean, that season when Ericsson came
halfway through, I think it was.
It was like so unexpected, and we were playing some great football early doors, but it fell apart towards the second half. But the best thing that ever happened to us with Sheikh Mansour coming in, because they've turned the club around and they've invested so much money, not just in playing staff but in the infrastructure. I mean, look at the pre-season. Look at the pre-season tour.
Yeah, couldn't shut the bells up though, could you?
surely he'd get someone to sort that out.
But anyway, let's just drop down a division.
The Clippers just come the bloody thing.
Yeah, straight to
Preston. Imagine getting this text message.
Inside to the chest.
Hey, straight down a division into Preston. All right, so we're all in pre-season. 8 players from Preston.
Oh, is this the actual transcript of the text?
Yeah, fucking right. They all got a text message going.
Do you want to read it out in your accent again, mate?
I'll read it. Lads. Do you want me to do it like the Manchester fan?
Yeah, I think so.
Lads. You're one of 8 players that I expect to have left club by the start of season. Accordingly, you've previously been told you will be joining a special routine pre-season, will not be included in first team training at Preston North End. Fuck off. PNE. Yeah, PNE. Yeah, your training begins on Tuesday, July 10th, and not July 3rd. So don't fucking turn up, because we're not fucking paying you for that extra week. All right.
Keep your arse out at gates.
I'll send you more details nearer time. You're free to meet prospective employers between there and then.
I can't fucking do this, right?
Say the message yourself.
Please inform me before you attend any other meeting. Cheeky bastard. Please, alright, fuck off. Get out the club. You're training with the kids. You're not doing anything. But make sure you let me know if you've got a meeting.
Oh, what about this next bit? Please inform me before you attend any meeting. And then?
Don't attend the club.
Training ground, out. Please, and do not go abroad. Give me your fucking passport, you dickhead.
Yeah. Just say that. No. You may be required at some time to enter a transfer meeting. But it's got nothing to do with you, you whopper. Details for July 7th will be sent to you in due course. In the meantime, keep following the pre-season work you would get. Fuck off.
What a tit.
He plays, when he first took over, in, I think it was January, he let 14 players go.
That's
and he's just let.
Shocking.
But it's not just so much he's let them go, he's let them go by text message.
Text
it's a bit
message.
Harsh, isn't it?
It's like breaking up with a girlfriend, yeah. Boyfriend.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Have you ever dumped anyone by text message, Jess?
Remember?
A lot.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. She's broken a few hearts.
She's
in
a heartbreaker. Go on.
No, when text messages and dumping people via text messages first came out, I've
only you ever done it?
No.
I'll be honest with you, Matt, I should have used a text message instead of phoning because you wouldn't have gone to Rome.
Well, I was going to say, Matt,
well, that was
a little bit
dumping
me. Yeah, well,
same
theory. Stay off the Mac phone, and the text.
JMO's actually messaging someone now to say,
JMO's dumping someone. Are you dumping someone by text message? Have you ever dumped anyone by text message? Fired by text message?
No.
Has anyone ever been fired by text message?
I've dumped someone by text message.
Have you? Yeah. What did you put?
Fuck off.
I don't know who you are. Stop calling me.
Or
I'm over it. The police.
Last night you were shit.
I was going to slate him, but there was one occasion where I wish you would have done it by text message because I wouldn't have got the slap because I wasn't expecting. When I did it to a vase.
The person you were messaging instead of me when you thought you were messaging me all the time.
Because for well, I reckon it must be for like 6 months.
It was a while.
I've been texting someone with information about podcasts and different things.
Yeah.
And then I was told she's a right ignorant bitch. Like Jess never replies. And then once I DM'd her on Twitter, and I went, "Why don't you ever respond to me text message? Because you never text me." And I'm like, who the fuck am I texting?
And they didn't reply at all.
Never once. This person has never once.
If you were getting texts, especially off you, because of shite.
I did the same thing.
If you got the text from you, I'd be like that. Stop fucking texting me, dickhead.
I thought I was texting my manager at Leichhardt Saints going, "Oh, is it game on today and all this? What time are you beating and all that?" And I must have sent 3 texts. I was like, fucking Nick, the ignorant bastard. Never text me back. Fourth week, I text this guy and he went, "Mate, this is the 4th text message. I don't know who Nick is. I'm not your manager. I don't know what time kick-off is. Can you stop texting me?"
Yeah,
so I texted him back going, "Sorry, mate, I won't do it again." And a week later, I did it and he went, "Now you're
taking a piss."
So I was like laughing. Went, "Sorry, mate, that's the last time I'm deleting your number."
Well, I'll tell you what. 6 months later, this person, Jess. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking find it now. Jess, I'm gonna fucking find it.
Let's phone her live.
Jess, Jess, that's the number. Wow, where is it?
What did
she
do?
Jess won't recognise it because she's no.
Yeah, it's not my phone that's gonna ring.
Jess, there.
Yeah.
Well,
look at that. So, yeah, I'm going to give you all the number, and I think we should all keep texting about next week's podcast. And then see if
whoever gets a response wins. Something.
She's never responded to me.
Why would she?
Because I fucking message her every week.
She must know who you are because you've got the fucking number.
Have you got the number?
She must know who you are.
Because I thought it was Jess.
Yeah, but you must have got the number from somewhere and put a name in, so...
Yeah, who is this Jess?
It was it in the back of the door of the cubicle, was it?
Anyway, on
Jess.
The number...
Oh, that's Jess's
name.
Oh, now she's getting involved.
I'm not going to put it on there. I'll give you the number in a minute. Mac is straight in there.
For a good time.
Mac's phone's out.
FaceTime. Well, I put your clothes back on.
I'm in a taxi. I suggest you follow.
I don't know what about you for the sex.
One of the best ones I've ever heard, to be honest.
Alright, let's finish off with the new one.
You've got good form, actually, because I'm just looking at my email address there and it's wrong. It's double L at the end. No wonder I never get your...
They always bounce back.
No wonder I never get your emails.
Well, you gave it me, dickhead. Is that why it is?
Yeah, it's double L.
Okay, who believes that Lee fucked up or Maca wrote a wrong address down?
Lee fucked up.
Right.
But it's 50-50 with both of them.
Alright, let's go to room 101.
What about AVB? Oh, we've got no time. Fuck AVB from Spurs. Sound.
Room 101.
Go that
shit,
way.
I haven't got one.
Been a busy week.
Room 101, I'm putting Graham Wesley in for being a tit by texting, by letting them players go by text. There you go.
Alright.
Actually, I've got one. And it's going to upset Macro. This is one of his besties. But I'm putting Gavin in there, Gavin Hudson from Man City Sports Club, because he didn't turn up for the board meeting on fucking Thursday because he was ill and he forgot. and he had this, and his dog ate the invitation because he's full of shit.
You're in it, Gav. You know who you are.
It's been a really angry fucking.
You are a bit angry today, Jay.
Jess, it was
give me that. Like...
Jess.
Shit. Look, I don't want to keep having to do this, but it's the FFA. You're a bunch of stooges.
Yeah, that's not really. Well,
say it like you mean it,
yeah,
Jess.
Come on, get like J-Mo. Come on. Come on, get like J-Mo.
Say it.
Come on.
Yeah,
lots of passion in your fucking voice.
Well, my room 101 is last night. I did have a very good night at the greatest ever Australian footballer function. However, it really, really pisses me off when I'm sat there and they go, either or for your dinner. And that bastard who gave me fish.
I thought you were going to say it really pisses me off when Andy Jackson taking a fucking picture and putting it on fucking Twitter. That's a glass. A fork, a knife, a beach, a fucking...
You've got my Murray the Rover's voice there, mate.
I'm putting the waitress who gave me the fish.
It could have been a waitress.
You might have liked fish, you didn't know that.
Do
you
I look like the sort of bloke who likes fish? No, I'm the sort of bloke who likes steak and chips, alright? So get it sorted.
I'm not sure what you're doing.
In fact, I'm going to put Wiggins in there. On the Tour de France.
He's been a right
Nancy bastard. Nancy? He's just like on the world stage, he's probably going to win the Tour de France. He's embarrassing the country with those bad sideburns.
Yeah, the sideburns are horrible.
See, there is faith in English people.
Yeah,
Jane,
do you want to put
you've got
in?
To put Lee in.
Yeah!
Love you, Jane, that's brilliant.
And why? We want details.
Why am I in?
Please say, because he blackmailed you into a trip to Bali.
Floaty.
You've floated into a trip, a holiday she didn't want to go on.
She's got a greasy bucket, apparently. All this, you deserve to be in.
And
right.
Good night.
And Johnny.
They are my nigga because they win the
Eurovision
and they sort of win the fucking
prize. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Should we get something for Vanessa, actually?
Vanessa, come
closer.
Who would you like to put in room 101? You've got anyone you don't
somebody
like this week.
Something that's happened this week that you don't like, and chuck it in.
Any customers?
All of them.
Well, come on, you drink your can of Magnus, you're all class.
I'll have the rugby league update next week. Come on,
Vanessa, anyone?
Hurry
up.
Seriously, I don't know. You just put me on the spot.
Put J-Mo. Whoever didn't invite 1 litre cans of Magnus.
And that.
Who didn't attach a straw to a tin of bottle?
And that's a wrap. Oh, look at this.
More beers.
All right, so we're going to finish up for tonight. It's been a great episode again with all the guys. More beers have just turned up, so we're definitely fucking off. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week. And thank you very much for downloading it again.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Please.